What's up, creamers?
Creamers.
It's me, Solo Daddy Sammy. I mean, Sammy Daddy Solo. And I'm here to talk to Turkey, like Ted Turner, about some professional wrestling.
Some lines from Shakespeare. I mean, unlike Rupert Murdoch, I'm not being indicted for anything.
I'm going to learn you who's the linear Lucha Underground champion. I go to the ring when my name is called. You can pick my number. You like playing with the John Cena quote of the week. What's my match count for 2026, the year of super kicks? And I'll leave an uncomfortable amount of room for cream. All that on this episode of WrestleCream.
Creamers.
It's me. By myself. Hot Joe was unable to record this week. However, he did send in a little message.
Creamers.
Well, I can say that those words have never been put together in that sentence structure before. But if he was here, I think he would ask me, "Hey, Sammy Daddy." And I'd say, "Yeah." And he'd say, "Watching any wrestling this week?" And I really didn't. I only watched a little bit. I watched Raw. That was okay. My AEW network actually worked, but I outsmarted myself because it no longer works. I watched the first match of Dynamite. That was my 99th match, and I thought, I want to pick my 100th match, and we'll get to that later. But when I went to go watch the rest of Dynamite, it did not work. So, I would, you know, maybe next week I would get two matches or something like that. I don't know. Anyway, we're just going to skip this part because I didn't watch very much wrestling besides my match of the week, which I will give you a little hint about in a second. But we'll do a little ad read, and then we'll get into the meat of the show. Hey, creamers.
Creamers.
Quick follow-up. Did you install a link leash? Yeah. Then you might need to call Denton, Griggs, and Pyle, attorneys at law, because if your body or your dog's body has recently rejected the link leash system, we'd like to talk to you or someone adjacent to you. Maybe a neighbor, maybe a witness, maybe the mailman who saw everything and now won't make eye contact anymore. At Denton, Griggs, and Pyle, we specialize in cases involving internal leash recoil events, unexpected grappling deployment, magnetic overattachment syndrome, and what doctors are now calling full body no thank you responses. Did your link leash deploy while you were asleep? Deploy while your dog was already too close? Deploy multiple times, resulting in your pooch being what is scientifically known as getting squished? You may be entitled to cash settlement. Unless you are deceased, your dog is deceased, both of you are deceased, and the incident has been classified as user error. If you are deceased, there's not much we can do for you because we no longer have the ability to speak with the dead. Long story, check the About Us at our website. Now listen, if your dog was unfortunately bludgeoned by high velocity leash impact or experienced rapid circular motion due to over tensioning, or if the leash simply did not stop, that's not your fault, unless it was. We'll figure that out together. Our team works around the clock to ensure you get the compensation you deserve. Or, at the very least, a strongly worded document acknowledging that something definitely happened. So don't wait. Call Denton, Griggs, and Pyle today. Operators are standing by and legally cannot hang up first. Once you're satisfied with your phone call, please say, "No, you hang up first," followed by an adorable giggle. Like that. Denton, Griggs, and Pyle, because someone should answer for this.
Well, Creamers, that certainly was a story in two parts.
Anyway, this is something I was going to do as like standalone videos or series or whatever you want to call it, and I didn't think it lended itself to the show, but since I'm doing it by myself this week, why not see what you guys think about it, and I can do more or never ever again. But what I think is interesting is the idea of lineal champions. It's a champion, like when somebody wins a belt, if they don't defend it, they don't lose it. But this would be if they did defend it, or if the company or belt wasn't out of business or defunct or merged with something else or whatever it may be. So, for example, this week, something we reference here and there that we'd probably we'll talk more about in the future is Lucha Underground. It's a show both Hot Joe and I, along with millions of other people in the world, love. A lot of the wrestlers we see on AEW and WWE and TNA and all those places came through there. And it was really a revolutionary experience, and the world hasn't been the same since. However, like all great things, it ended too soon. And what really sucks, if I can be a little blunt about it, is that the last Lucha Underground champion was Jake Strong, also known as Jack Swagger and Jake Hager and all that. And he just doesn't... He was a big part of the show. He was going to be a big part of the show, but he just doesn't... He's not in the top 10 or 20 or 25 or 26 people I think of when I think of Lucha Underground. So we're going to find out who the champion would be today if that belt was still active. So just to give you a little bit of history, if you're not familiar, at Ultima Lucha Cuatro, that's like their big event, the WrestleMania, Jake Strong cashed in his Gift of the Gods championship to challenge Pentagon Dark, now known as Penta in WWE. And he cashed in. It's a, you get it a little bit of a different way, but it's like a Money in the Bank belt. So while that was taped on March 18th, 2018, the show aired on November 7th, 2018. So that's the date I'm going to use, the air date of November 7th. 2018, because that is when I watched it with my smoking hot wife and my good friend Fritz. So that's the one that I pick. So if you want me to do the other one, let me know and I can figure that out too. So the rules I used for this are: the championship is not on the line in a tag team match, a battle royal, handicap matches, whatever other kind of matches I decide are not traditional matches where championship would be on the line. So triple threats would count, or fatal four ways, or we'll see a couple specialty stipulation matches in here or whatever. I am counting dark matches and live events. Belts can change hands on those. It's happened before, and it happened here, kinda. The champion must lose in a legal and authorized way, pinfall, submission, or fulfilling any and all stipulations in those kind of matches. I think it's pretty straightforward. That's what we're getting into. So, according to my research, as stated earlier, on we're going to go with November 7th, 2018, Jake Strong is your Lucha Underground champion. He did not hold that belt for very long, though, because he lost 2 days later to Rob Van Dam. Yes, Rob Van Dam is officially Lucha Underground champion, according to WrestleCream. There's going to be some names you recognize, some names I'm not super familiar with. But it's funny to see just how paths cross and who works with who and all that. I think that part of it's very interesting. But RVD held that title until July of 2019 when he lost to Moose at Slammiversary, XVII. You do the math. Moose didn't hold the title for very long, though. He lost only a few weeks later to Fala Ba on Impact, number 785. How's that for you? You can look that up. We're not going to get that in depth later, but I wrote that one down, so I thought you needed to know. Fala Ba only held the title for 5 days until he lost to Matt McIntosh. A month later, or I'm sorry, a couple weeks later, McIntosh loses to Charles Manson. Not that Charles Manson, the other one. You know the one I'm talking about. So the belt's going to bounce around a little bit more before we get to the end of 2019, but it goes to Casey Navarro, Joey Ace, Darius Carter, Just Neff. Those are all former Lucha Underground champions now, officially in the annals of Russell Cream. Annals? Annals. So 2020, obviously, due to the pandemic, there wasn't a lot of wrestling. There wasn't a lot of opportunities for this belt to change hands, and it only happened twice. Darius Carter wins it back, two-time Lucha Underground champion, but a few months later loses it to Billy Dixon. But don't worry, because at the beginning of 2021, Darius Carter wins the belt back. A couple weeks later, loses it to Roger Mendez. But guess what? Remember Joey Ace from before? He got the belt back. And to round out the end of 2021, Kenny Bangle and John Tella are your last Lucha Underground champions. So going into the year 2022, John Tella keeps the belt. Or cage match didn't have any matches he had. All the way into 2023, when on February 4th, Tommy Dreamer actually was in a battle royal in Lucha Underground, so somebody that was actually on the show gets the belt when it's Tommy Dreamer. Pretty exciting. Maybe the highlight of his career. But a couple weeks later, he uses it to Dylan Knight, who then, 3 months later, loses it to Danny Astro, who then, 6 months later, loses it to Silas Young. So now we're going to start getting into the names, I guess starting with Silas Young, that I'm a little bit more familiar with, and maybe you're a little bit more familiar with. If any of those names that I said before are people you know, tell them that I said it on this show, and I don't know, they can be a guest, I guess. Anybody can be a guest. If you want to be a guest, email me, SammyDaddy@RussellCream.com, or email our friend, HotJoe@RussellCream.com. That's HotJoe@RussellCream.com and SammyDaddy@RussellCream.com. Or message us on Instagram or wherever. You can find us if you're listening. Comment. You can be a guest. We'll talk about what you want to talk about. So, back to the subject at hand. We are in the year 2024. So this belt has jumped around a little bit. Not a ton. But we're at the beginning of 2024. And the newest Lucha Underground champion, lineal Lucha Underground champion, is Alex Shelley. That's a name we all know. He's in WWE. But guess what? Just a week later, he loses it to Moose. Two-time Lucha Underground champion, Moose. But 6 months later, somebody that was just in Cleveland at AIW, the city that I live in, Nick Nemeth, Dolph Ziggler, wins the Lucha Underground Lineal Championship. Now, this was probably the part that I found the most ironic, silly, weird, how the universe turns out when you're keeping track of lineal professional wrestling champions. Nick Nemeth loses that belt a few weeks later to Alberto El Patron, Alberto Del Rio, who was one of the names on Lucha Underground when it started. Somebody that they put a lot of stock in for a while. Was a big major player in most of the big storylines and stuff like that. So it's funny that he ends up with this belt again. He loses it, though, a few weeks later to Rey Gonzalez. But guess what Rey does? He loses it right back to Alberto El Patron in December of 2024. So you can see we're winding down here. There's there's only six more people that have this belt. So it kind of bounced around on the indies, made its way through TNA twice, then got to AAA, and I believe that's where this match happened in May of 2025 when El Hijo del Vikingo beat Alberto Del Rio Patron to become the Lucha Underground champion. This is where I got really excited, and this is probably my favorite. Before, with Alberto Del Rio winning the belt again, I thought that was kind of cool. But this next part is my favorite, because on September 12, 2025, Dominic Mysterio, one of my favorites, the forever champion, the best there is, the best there was, the best there ever will be, won the belt. Dominic Mysterio. And it's great because that leads into November of 2025 when John Cena becomes the lineal Lucha Underground champion when he also won the Intercontinental title. So you thought it was a big night. It was even bigger than we even realized at the time. So thank you. Thank you for your service, John. But that leads to, what was it, Survivor Series? When Dominic Mysterio won his Intercontinental belt back, he also won the lineal Lucha Underground championship back. Now, Dominic didn't wrestle again, or lose again. I apologize. Didn't lose again until there was a triple threat elimination chamber qualifier that Javon Evans won. And I'm counting it because it's a triple threat match. And it gets us to a good spot, too. So the young OG bouncy guy, Javon Evans, he's going to be around for a long time. He's very good. And he's also a former champion. And the reason I say former champion is because we are finally at the end of this. We're on February 28th, 2026. We have our current lineal Lucha Underground champion who we thought was already in a big match for WrestleMania, but now we understand there's even more on the line than what we thought, because your current Lucha Underground champion is none other than Randy Orton. Oh, hold for applause. I thought that was pretty interesting that somehow this belt went from Jake Strong, Jake Hager, Jack Swagger, whatever, to Randy Orton, also known as Randy Orton. So that was the quick version, just to give you the rundown and show you the history of how this got to be that Randy Orton was the champion of the Lucha Underground. But if it's something that's cool, or there's a... I have a couple ideas for some a little bit sillier things, but I thought this was both something that I cared about, the Lucha Underground Championship, and something that was interesting and ended up turning out to be pretty good since Randy Orton ended up being the lineal Lucha Underground Champion. So let me know what you think in the comments. Was it cool? Was it lame? Should I never do it again? Should I do it all the time? Let me know. Hey, John.
Yeah?
You got a quote for the week of the week this week?
Yeah. Do you wanna
tell the creamers?
Creamers.
Yeah.
Know the difference between those who care about you and those who care about what you can do for them. Well, now, this is where normally I get embarrassed by the number of matches other people watch because I can't keep up. I'm only at 105 matches for the year 2026, the year of Superkicks. But my match of the week and my 100th match are the same. It was a free match on YouTube posted by GCW, I think a couple months back they posted it. I'm not sure when the show was, but it was Danhausen fighting Priscilla Kelly. And it was exactly, if you're familiar with either one or both, it's exactly what you would expect it to be. And it was fun, and I haven't got to see a match like that in a while, so it was nice. So that's why I'm picking it. And that was also the 100th match I watched. So that's the match I stopped watching AEW to find. And I didn't do it till the next day. And then you know, life happens, whatever. So that means I win the week unless Russell Ruggs calls in and says what his match count is. But that's the part of the show we're at, I guess. I'm not really sure how this works anymore. I haven't had to do this in a long time. So I don't know who's called in or who's got room for creams, but I'm just going to, I guess, hit a button and see what happens. Right now, I'm actually confused and don't know what's going on. All right, I'm just going to hit a button and let's see what happens. Okay.
Hello, boys.
Oh, Ronnie Two Legs.
How are you?
We're good. I'm good. How are you? Hot Joe's not good.
Legs, the hey, ultimate creamsman, all-time best creamsman, all-time number one creamsman of the show.
Yes.
Long time no speak.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, it's tough life on the road. You know, we're trying to, you know, get to a destination, but you know, I'm just gonna get to it real quick. I don't got a lot of time. This week's room for cream is that there's Portland. There's a lot of Portlands. There's even a Cortland, Ohio, but we won't get into that. Cortland and Portland are different. But Portland, Maine, is much different than Portland.
Yeah, it's the other way.
You did that on purpose. I know you did, Joe. So it's fine. Don't worry.
What?
Don't worry. This will all be water under the fridge before you know it, boys. So,
I love when he says that.
Yep. I'll see you. See you soon. I gotta go. Somebody's coming.
See me? Oh, maybe it means... Well, I'm not... Oh. I'm not sure what any of that meant. I don't know. Okay. I don't know. I mean, there is a lot of Portlands. I can't argue that. And if you do, you're an idiot because there's a bunch of them. And Cortland and Portland. I mean, everything he said made sense except for the part where he said, I'll see you soon. I don't know if he's coming over because we live in Cleveland. So I don't know why he would be anywhere else, but he does say life on the road again. So that was Ronnie Two Legs. I hope to hear from him soon. And now I'm going to figure out the next button to hit. Oh, I hit the wrong. All right, here we go.
What's up, boys? This is Matt, a.k.a.
Russell Ruggs.
A.k.a. the official third man, calling in for an RFC.
What do you got?
We just got done watching the first Saw movie.
First Saw.
I remember the first time I saw the first Saw.
What?
I left the theater with my mind blown. Is there any wrestling moments that just left your mind completely fucking blown? Let me know what you think. Later, boys.
Bye. Love you. Bye. Oh, he's still talking. So, before I answer you, let me add... I remember the first time we rented Saw from Hollywood Video, and we went to my friend James Dragon's house, and we watched it in his brother's room, and it was scary, and then it ended. Not scary, but the anxiety, the thriller part of it, whatever. And I just remember watching it, and as you said, just the... not knowing what was going to happen, and then it happens. I mean, I'm not even going to say it, because if you haven't seen it, by now it's like 20 years old or something, but probably more. I don't know. I don't even know what year it is. Oh, 2026, the year of Super Kicks. Yeah, I remember. But how mind-blowing that movie was. And the rest of them are fine, too. They're not, whatever. They go downhill quick, but what are you going to do, you know? It's still fun for what it is. To answer your question... is there a wrestling moment that made me feel like that? Well, I know it was like the big topic of me babbling earlier, but Lucha Underground did a ton of things. So I don't even know which ones I would label. People dying, the death part of it got me. Oh, besides that, I don't know. There's got to be something. I wish Hot Joe was here so I could stall more and he could say something good. But yeah, I would say the Lucha Underground stuff really always had me on the edge of my seat. It was like a movie, like I was talking about. It was great. Just like Saul was great. Just like everything is great. Man, I really wish I had a moment. I feel like it'd have to be like a WrestleMania or SummerSlam or like a big AEW show. That it'd have to be something like that, I guess. I don't know if this counts, but when I can remember when Sting showed up in AEW, I don't know why I thought that was like crazy and it would never happen, and then it did. Because like Edge, I didn't think would go over there. Or Cody going back the way it all happened and all that. But there's something about Sting going there that still I can remember that feeling of like, oh my God, he really is here. And then how great his run there was and the retirement and all that. So that's the closest thing I got. I might give you another answer next week when I think about it more. But it looks like I have one more button blinking on this thing. So I'm going to see if I've cracked a code on how to do this. And I am gonna... I guess I'm gonna hit this button to play this.
Hello there.
Hey,
Wrestle Cream. It is the First Lady of Creamerica, Jesse Blair. From Rosetta Stone. We had a nice weekend.
Good.
We had Gauntlet for the Gold.
Yes.
Unfortunately, I did not make it out there.
Okay.
But I had a pretty strong showing.
Good.
Really fucked up Derek in there.
I was
going
to talk about
that. Apologies for that. Glad you've made it back out of jail and survived your trip.
Yeah, he's doing good.
To and from Portland, I hope. Hot Joe's okay. Anyways, so I had a question for y'all. So in light of Moxley insinuating that he would like Kimalito into the Death Riders, what mini would you like to add to a faction? I think that it would be fun to have Microman in the Don Callis family. All right, thank you. Bye.
I like this a lot. This could have been a whole show. This might end up being a whole show. This is wonderful. Oh, man. I'm going to say my favorite was Max Mini as a kid. I thought he was cool. I thought he had, I don't know. I don't know if it was the outfit or what, but for whatever reason, that was the one that I was drawn to, and I thought he was cool. And I am going to put him in the Bloodline. Yeah, but you didn't know that the whole time, but he's a Bloodline member. Oh, man. I wish Hot Joe was here. We could do a whole thing about this. That's the thoughts going through my head. I'll have to write stuff down. But I guess that brings us to my room for cream, which is going to be anticlimactic because I didn't really have anything good. But something that I've been watching lately, and my wife and kids were watching it as well, was Monster Trucks. I know it sounds kind of silly, but my son has some Monster Truck toys he really likes, so I thought, oh, I'll put on a Monster Truck thing to get his attention. And then my wife and I ended up watching it more than them. It was like the, I don't know, is it Monster Jam? The one that travels around Sunday, 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 that thing. And I was proud of myself because I remembered Gravedigger and Bigfoot. Those are some of the most popular Monster Trucks of all time, besides Hulk Hogan and the Giants. When they had their Monster Truck Sumo match, but you know, whatever. But they have a unicorn, they have a school bus, a shark. I want to go. If you want to go, let me know and we can figure out something. We'll go the next time that if you're in Cleveland, the city that I live in, we can go next time. Maybe we'll do a Wrestle Cream outing at Monster Jam. Monster Cream. Cream Jam. Wrestle Jam? Monster Wrestle. Russell Monster. All right, I think I've done them all. So, I think Monster Trucks are kind of cool, and just watching them go, it doesn't make any sense how it works in my, like, to me. And they're doing backflips and, like, stalls and kickflips and stuff. I don't know. I don't think they're doing kickflips. But I think Monster Trucks are cool. I feel like I shouldn't, and I feel like that would normally be something that I don't like, or was annoyed by, or whatever. But for some reason, I'm in on Monster Trucks. I love Monster Trucks. And I love you. But that's all the time we have. I love you. And I wish you the best.
Last week, this old man dropped you on your ass with one punch. At WrestleMania, this old man is going to tie you into knots. At WrestleMania, 20 minutes deep when you're gasping for air and all that oil and jizz you cover yourself in dries up, just like your chances of ever being heavyweight champion are gone. And I hit you and jack you with a GTS. And you go to sleep and you wake up Monday morning and you realize that I am the best in the world.